Well, hello everyone, and how are you all doing?
Are you doing well?
Yay! Welcome to another podcast slash, I don't know, ramble kind of thingy. And it's going out on Patreon and hopefully YouTube as well. And we'll see how it goes. And it's Friday, the 30th of March, 2018. See how fast the months go by? It's just like, boom, they're gone. Fairly soon you'll be singing Jingle Bells again. For those that love Christmas, for those that hate it, my apologies. So I hope you're all doing well, as I said. And sorry I was a little bit quiet over the last 2 weeks. You know, I have been putting up audios as usual, but I was kind of like, oh, I was really caught up in work. I had to work back like 24 hours in 2 weeks. And what I was doing is I was working them up in the morning, you know, so I was getting up at like 4 a.m. and getting them done and trying to get back early. But there was sometimes I just actually stayed on through the evening as well. So I just wanted to get it over with, you know, get it out of the way. And, you know, it kind of zaps you as well. Like when you do those hours, you kind of like, you know, it's kind of hard to get into form for something else after, you know, you're trying to train, you're trying to do everything, and it really does zap you. But the good news is that around, from about like June down to like August, maybe September, I'm going to go on part-time hours, which is yes. I'm getting a reduction in hours, so that should be really cool. And that means more time for more audios and more podcasts and more fun and la 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 la. And I'm not traveling this weekend because, you know, 2 weeks ago, the long weekend, I had a bit of a mishap with my car. So I'm deciding not to stay in the West, you know, in my little hide in the West. Because if I do go traveling around, my car is still sick. And I don't want to take the chance. Like last 2 weeks ago, it was an experience. You know, I was driving through the mountains. I was driving through the mountains, up around mountains and stuff. You know, I was like, I suppose like, you know, 40k from the city, and it was Paddy's Day. Actually, I was traveling, and it was really, really cold, freezing. There was nothing on the road, and I was like, yes, I was just flying. You know, the roads. I was zipping through the roads, and I was trying to get to Killarney. For Paddy's, I was going to film some of it, and as I was going, you know, traveling through the countryside, I heard a kind of knocking in the car, you know, and I was stepping on the accelerator, it was kind of a tick, 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 and I was like, what the hell is that, like, and I was getting worse and worse, and then I felt the car dying, and then I looked down and I saw the engine light was on, and I was like, oh my god, because I was probably like 15k outside the nearest village. And I was like, oh God, what am I going to do here? Because, you know, like, it was absolutely, it was like a ghost town on the road, if that's possible. Is that possible? That's possible. It was just like, there was no one around, you know. It would have just been me and the sheep and the lambs, you know. I was looking and I was like, if this thing stops here, I could be there, you know, for the whole day. Just, so now I had some supplies in the car, right? Like I had some sparkling water, that's my favorite actually, sparkling water, and I had some like vegan snacks and stuff like that, but I was like, can I do this, can I stay out in the middle of nowhere for the night, you know, like, you know, with a dying battery of course in the phone. Actually the phone was going dead, and so like in the cold, my phone seems to switch itself off. I don't know why, but that was kind of threatening as well. So there I am anyway, like 15k from civilization, which isn't a lot now, but it's still, you're in a very remote part of Ireland, because I actually travelled on it's like a shortcut I took, you know. So I kind of had to travel through the uncivilized part of the place. And anyway, I'm there and I'm like, oh, like, well, you know, the car is like, and I step in the accelerator. So what I decided to do then is I said to myself, like, all right, I'm going to rev up the car as much as I can. And when I do, I'm going to, you know, put her into neutral and just let the car freewheel. I had this thing in my head, like, if I keep doing that, you know, I might get there, the engine might seize, you know. So I was revving up the car, and then I'd stop, and I'd like, go on, go on, go on, Betsy, go on, you fucker, yeah. And I get you know, I let a few K, and I'm like, please, please. And I'm getting closer and closer, and I'm like, yes. And then, like, about 3K, I said, which isn't a lot, but it's still, you know, like, it's still a bit of a ball. It's like when you have to kind of, you know, walk 3 kilometers into a village, and you're like, you know, hello, my car is back. I didn't know anyone in there, so I was like, my phone was going dead as well. So I actually did manage to get the car in, and I kind of wheeled in at it. I'd say it was like 15k an hour in the last like 2k anyway, and it was like, oh my god, and no cars behind me still, you know. And this is like, I suppose it took me probably about 45 minutes 50 minutes to get to the village. So I wheeled the car in anyway, and I just stopped, and I was like, right, I said, what's going on here? And I was like, I saw that the oil light was on as well, so I said, if I can get oil, at least I can, you know, put oil into the car and get to the next place, and the next place, and I'll be fine then, you know, because I knew some people, like, probably like 35k from there, and I could get the car fixed and stuff. But you have to remember as well, as Paddy's there and you're in Ireland, so that means there's no fucker working, you know. And it's just like one big celebration, so like everybody's in the pub, or you know, people are getting ready for the parade, and you don't want to be disturbing people. I do want to be calling people and say, like, oh, I'm out in the middle of a bog here in my car, and I so I'm there, and I wheel into the village, and then, like, oh my god, and the whole village set up then, you know, for the Paddy's Day parade, like, and oh, the cold in there, like, it is absolutely freezing, all right, and it's like that damp cold that goes into your bones, you know, that kind of, yeah, I was freezing. So when I actually pulled it outside the store, and I went to flip the boot, the hood, and when I did, there's a cable that you pull, and the cable was snapped, and I was like, oh my god, I was like, what am I gonna do? Because there's no key. Like, then if the cable snaps, how do you open it? Like, and I'm like, fuck, like, I can't open it. So I walk into the shop, and I see, like, I'm trying to buy oil. You know, oil for the car, and there's no engine oil in there. There's just like two-stroke oil for lawnmowers, and another type of oil for, I don't know, like, you know, chainsaws. Actually, it was, and I'm like, holy shit, there's no oil here. Like, I like the thing is gone. My phone is going dead. I'm like, fuck. And like, I'm really finished here. Like, so when I was inside the shop, and I was kind of saying, can I put a small bit of this oil into the car just to get to the next place, and then get more oil? And I'm like, oh, I'm oil. You're like, bothered, you know. So next to the shopkeeper was talking, I went up to him and I was talking to him, and he's like, oh, sure, I'll have a look of it. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I was like, thanks. Like, he came up with me. So the two of us went out, and we were looking at it, and he's like, the cable is snapped. The cable is snapped. And I was like, yeah. And he kept saying, like, the cable is snapped. The cable is snapped. Oh, she snapped. Oh, she snapped. And I was like, I know, I know, I know. So he was very helpful, very nice. And he was like looking at it, and he was kind of looking around the grill of the car. And I was like, fuck. Because what I did is I actually got some cell coverage. So I looked up on YouTube how to open that particular model, and how to, you know, and apparently you have to go through the grill, you have to take the grill off. And I was showing him, and so we took the grill off, and we were trying to get into the car, and we were like, no. And we actually got to the clasp, and we put our fingers in, and it kind of turned a little bit, and it came up. So while we're doing that anyway, next thing, like, half the village starts gathering around, you know, because it's a huge event in these places. Like, you know, believe it or not, like, something simple like that is like, it's like a big thing, you know. And there I am stuck beside that, and this, like, there's people looking over, and, you know, there's people, what's going on there though? And I'm done with you, man. And next thing, this like Land Rover pulls up, and this guy jumps out, and he's like, hello, Mickey, what's the story, bye? And I, oh, Jesus Christ. And he's like this kind of short guy, you know, kind of balding short guy, kind of like stocky, like, well, kind of stockily built. And he's like this suit on him, you know, and the suit, he has this lump of shamrock on him, like, and it's like this big, I don't know, like, it must have been, I don't know where he got it. It's like he just pulled it from a fucking garden and stuck it onto himself. And I'm looking at him, and my eyes are bugging, and I'm like, and he's like, oh, I'll have a look of it there. And he just, like, big, huge hands, and he's like, onto the grill, and he's trying to. So the two of them are under the car, and their running joke then is like, the running joke is like, I'll show our teeth in your car. I'll show our teeth. And it's pure innocent, like, but they kept saying, oh, sure, you'd know a lot about that, no, right, Mick, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you know a lot about teeth and cars? And the other fella's like, oh, and I'm like, oh, fuck. And then I have, like, you know, a few old women from the town coming over, and then there's young people coming over, and they've got hurleys, you know, like, I don't know if any of you know what hurling is, some of you do. And, you know, they're playing hurling, and they're looking at the car, and there's more and more people coming, and like, this is like the fucking Patrick's Day attraction. I'm going to be the float, you know, they're going to put the car on the float, and you know, bring it up, and like, holy fuck. And they're all at it, and like, oh god, but I'm freezing, and I'm getting kind of impatient as well, because I'm like, I just want to get to the next town. So I was like, look, lads, I'll just phone, you know, I'll call someone, you know, they're a bit away, all right, but I'll just hang around then. And, you know, and I'll wait and we'll get it towed away. And they're like, ah, no, 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 don't be so stupid. No, don't be ridiculous. And they're all at it. And I was like, every fucker in the town was at it. Like, and then the parade starts. And I'm like, oh, my good God. And it's just like, it's just hilarious. Like, and it's a really tiny village, you know, a really small village. But it reminds me, actually, there's a, it's supposed to be like the shortest Patrick's Day parade in Ireland. Now, I've read that there are other short ones, but there's one around the Coachford. It's like Dripsy, I think it's called, and there's like two pubs, and they're probably like, I don't know, probably like 30 metres, 40 metres apart, and the parade actually goes from one to the next, and that's it, then they just march from one to the next. But it reminded me of that, you know, I was like, it's such a tiny place, it's like, I don't know, like you'd walk through, literally walk through, and like, maybe 2 minutes. I mean, that's how long the parade will be. And the whole town is green, you know, everything is green. It's like, you know, it's like, it's just amazing. It's like something out of a movie, you know, and there's flags. Because they really celebrate the whole saint part of it, you know, the St. Patrick's Day of it. They really celebrate that part. Whereas, like, around the world, it's like, you know, St. Patrick's Day, and you have this awful St. Patty's Day, and I'm like, oh, fucking hell. Don't say, like, I have my word of advice for anybody, if you come to Ireland, and you go into one of these villages, don't say patties. Don't say patties. There's no such thing as being there. You know, it's not an insult to call an Irish person a paddy, you know. They don't really care. Like, so it's St. Patrick's Day or paddies. Like, most people call it paddies. So, yeah, so, like, it's, you know, it was a really tiny town anyway. And there I am in the middle of it anyway. And I'm like, oh, God. So it went on and on, you know. And then the two lads, one, the guy with the ball of shamrock, he moved on. He moseyed on. So the shopkeeper fella stayed on for a while, but then his wife was calling him and stuff, and he had to get stuff ready, probably the dinner and all this, because they're very, you know, they're very community orientated. It's really nice, actually. And I goes, fuck this. I said, I'm just, like, at that stage, I can't remember the time. It was probably, like, 4 p.m. or something. I was like, so who am I going to call now? Like, who am I going to, you know, call up at 4 p.m. on Paddy's and say, look, I'm trapped down here and I need assistance. So I'm going to bite the bullet, like, you know what I mean? I'm going to bite the bullet and I'm going to stay here. So I decided to stay anyway. And it was really interesting as well. Like, so I actually booked into a B&B, but I threw in my gear and stuff like that. And then I came out and I was kind of, you know, moseying around the village, like, sussing things out. But there was these, like, it's very strange that these kind of, like, games going on, you know? Like, like a community games thing. It was, like, kind of a charity thing or an event, you know? And these weird games, like, they had the one out, they had, like, two ladders on the ground, and they were just, you know, extended out, and you had, like, sandbags, and you have to, like, throw the sandbags in between the rungs all the way up to see who'd win, you know. And if you get the two sandbags, two in the bed, and you lose, two in the bed. So there you are, like, you pay, like, I don't know, €2 or €3 or something, and you're throwing the sandbags up and down, and there's, like, there's people walking around with goats, and it's like, you know, there's music playing, and there's all these, as I said, like, all these weird games. And it was face painting, you know, people were face painting faces and stuff. But, you know, what was really strange is that they had this kind of, like, draw. Like, you pay a few euros and you get, like, tickets, and they were handing out prizes. And, you know, you, if you're lucky enough, you could win. But I saw this one kid, like, he won a fucking bucket and a mop. And then I looked over the other side and I saw a kid, he won a kid. Won a bottle of Irish whiskey, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how random is this? It's like people are just bringing down stuff out of the house and putting it into this kind of kitty or something, and they're just, like, you know, winning a prize. It was just so bizarre. Like, it was so bizarre and freezing, but none of them felt the cold, you know. I'm sitting there going, is this for real or what? It's like something of a movie, but it was crazy. But then I ended up in a Kelly. And I don't know how many of you know what a ceilidh is. Like, it's like a dance, like an Irish barn dance. And, you know, where the guys line up on one side and the girls line up on the other. And they dance. And it's like, it looks like a fucking martial arts session, you know. If you didn't know what you were looking at. Like, if you know, if you were totally alien to the place, you'd walk in, you'd think, oh my God, like, shit's about to go down here. And those fucking girls are swinging their legs faster than the guys, you know. Like, Celtic, and you're like, oh my god, what's going on here? The girls are facing, as I said, like, and they're smiling away, and the guys like, but then the girls start doing this Conor McGregor kind of stuff, you know, the legs are flying over, like, and then like, lads, you're not messing with these ladies tonight. And they do this kind of like mate and dance. It's like you know when you see like animals doing it, like, I don't know, like two peacocks or something, like jousting around each other, you know, with their wings down by their side. But it's really traditional and really cool to see it. You know, I remember once I was at an Irish wedding, and I got caught to do this thing called the Siege of Ennis. I don't know if any of you know this again, but you can actually look it up on YouTube, the Siege of Ennis, E-N-N-I-S. And what is it like, you line up with like, I don't know, it could be, sometimes it could be six people, sometimes it could be like 12 people, 20 people, and you all link, and you all kind of dance in and out, you know, to the music, like, and you know, the sounds of Borons going, and like, you know, it's unreal. But the one I got caught for, it was like, I got caught for, because I said I did, like, I got sucked into it. I was walking through the crowd, and a lady that I know, she grabbed me and said, ah, come on in here and do this. And I was like, what the hell is this? Because I never did it before. I actually didn't even see it before. So I'm in the middle of it anyway, and we're going in and out, and like, I'm a kind of, you know, I'm a fit kind of person, like, so, but like, after like 20 minutes, 30 minutes of just like, I'm like, fucking hell, is this thing ever going to end? It's really, really taxing, and it's in the middle of June, and I'm starting to sweat, and you know, I'm in my suit and stuff, and it's like, oh, and they're just like going for it, you know, hellbound for leather, like in and out, and I'm like, fucking hell, like, and I dehydrating, and I'm like, oh god, and then they're like, the girls are linking in, they're like, your arms are dead. And by the end of it, like, I was like, you know, I was like on my belly like a snake trying to crawl away out. And then, you know, you're getting out, and you can just feel the hands on your ankles again pulling you back in, and you're like, oh fuck, I'm battered. But if you're ever over here and you see that Siege of Ennis, or if you're at a, you know, an Irish wedding renting, fucking leg it, that's my advice. And so there I was anyway, and stuck in this tiny snowy, it was snowing as well that day, like, so it was a tiny snowy village, and there I am, like, and I'm thinking, right, I'm stuck here till Monday, you know, I just am, like, and I knew that I could call, you know, an insurance company and get the car towed back, and I'd have been cool. And the thing is, as I said, like, it only pockets the cell coverage as well, so they'd only last for like 30 minutes at a time, so you kind of actually nearly put away your phone after a while, or your laptop, whatever, you just go, oh, for fuck's sake, you know, you just give up, like, and you've noticed that as a lot of people don't use them, you know, the way we use them in cities, like, we're always walking around like zombies with our heads buried into them, you know, so, there I was, and I just finally accepted it that I was stuck there, and I had a really, it was a really, really good time, because, like, you know, because everybody was just celebrating, and you knew you weren't getting out of Dodge, so you just said, all right, we're going to join in with this, like, and it is lovely to see, you know, because the sense of community in these places, as I said, is just, it's just brilliant, and the dancing and that, it's just lovely to see as well, because the dancing, it leads to romance, you know what I mean, and we're kind of missing that as well, aren't we, you know, that, like, you know, you line up, and you look at the person you like, and you're kind of, you know, doing, giving it your all, and like, some of these people, lads, you can watch them online, they're on YouTube, they're just fucking unbelievable, like, the skill they have, and if you look at it, like, their hands are so, you know, they're just, you know, stuck to their sides, and their legs are like, whoa, flying, like, you know, and as I said, like, people aren't really, and like, for that day anyway, you could see that they weren't really, you know, in their cell phones, and, you know, with their heads buried into their phones, you know, being watched by Facebook, you know what I mean? Yeah, so it was really cool. And how creepy is that shit, huh? That Facebook stuff that we, you know, we've seen lately, like, I mean, fucking hell. But, you know, it's not that surprising at all, sure, it's not really. I mean, when you look at it, like, we all knew, like, that the thing is a creeper, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, you call up your buddy and you're like, hi, Mary. Did Annie have her baby or what? And then when you open Facebook, like, you're getting advertisements for condoms all of a sudden, you know, and this is on a phone call, and you're like, what the fuck? What the fuck, Mary? You know, what is it doing, like, you know, but it's the future, you know what I mean, it is the future, like, I mean, That kind of spyware and stuff and that kind of like, you know, it's so intrusive. But then we, like, as I said, a lot of times we kind of sign up to it. Like we'll you know, this app wants to know, can it access your camera? Oh yeah, no problem. And there you are, like, I know, after some wedding or something, one night, like half naked in a photograph, and then your photograph is sold on some weird porn site and you're crying and stuff. But you know, God, it's so horrible. But I said, one of the interesting things was like that you know, that you see people without their phones all the time, without being buried into them. And you know, because I did it myself. Like, no, I'm not really a person that would be stuck into my phone all day either. Like, I'd use it a lot for, you know, for this kind of thing. I'd have to kind of stay up on what's going on, and you know, it's like a businessy kind of way I use it. But at the same time, you're still kind of into your phone, you know, you're still into it. But when you're around the place where there's no service and stuff, you're kind of watching more, and you're kind of more involved with people, and it's a lot more fun, you know what I mean? And I see some people there, and they're sitting down and they're watching TV, and they're actually, you know, they're looking up stuff on the internet, and I'm like, how the fuck can you, like, I can understand listening to a podcast or something like that. You can even drive listening to a podcast, but like, how can you watch something? And then sometimes you say, did you just see that scene there? And they're like, yeah, I saw what when she went over there and she did. And you're like, what the fuck? How did you see that? Well, you know, it is the future. I mean, we're going to see it, like, I think, like, in, you know, in the not too distant future, we're going to see people with implants in their heads, you know, and they're just going to be sitting around and, you know, looking spaced out, like, and living in kind of like virtual worlds, you know, mouth open, drooling, like, you know, like people on a, you know, on really heavy, hard drugs, you know, just like sitting there, like zonked out. And I don't know, like, I mean, you can do anything with it. Like, you can be anywhere. You don't have to live in this reality, which is what, you know, most of it is. I mean, if you look at all these things, like if you look at drink, alcohol, cigarettes, everything is like to try get away from where you are. And it's ridiculous because you can't get away from where you are. Even if you put on these virtual reality things, they give you the sense that you're away from where you are, but you'll never get away from where you are, you know. But they are spying on us, lads, you know what I mean? And it's not tinfoil hat time anymore. You know, you'd say that to people before, you'd say, like, you'd say, oh, Facebook is watching me, and you'd say, he has the tinfoil hat on there, like, but it's real now. I mean, they're being caught. It's so creepy, like, I mean, right now, right? Right now, they're watching you through your camera phone, right now, taking photographs of you, I swear. And in your most intimate moments, you know, don't use the phone when you're on the toilet or anything like that. That's just my advice. But you know, talking about taking pictures, you know, there was a story that I read from wonderful Kerry last week, where I am, you know, and it was in a place called Cahardaniel, and it's a beach called, what's the name of the beach? I can't remember the beach. But it's a beach in Cahardaniel anyway. But there was this guy in the beach, and he decided to go down, I don't know, one morning or something, and he decided to set up his tripod and take some photographs. You know, this is only like a week ago or something like that. So here he is, and he sets up his tripod and stuff, and he's, you know, I don't know, what is he looking around for? Like, probably gulls and stuff. Like, you won't see much around there at that time of year. But I don't know, he could have been doing some kind of time lapse as well for YouTube or something. You see that a lot of that going on as well. So he's there anyway, and he's like set up, and he's, I know, probably got his like poncho over his head or something, and he's like looking around for snaps and stuff. So this person is coming along, and he or she is kind of moseying along the beach and sees it and goes, holy fuck, he's a sniper. This is true now, lads. You can look this up, right? So he or she, whoever, is like flakes back the road, like, and calls 999. It's 999 over here, you know, 999, hello. And the cops are like, what? And there's a fucking sniper up the fucking beach. And the cops are like, yo, what? Yeah, he's up the fucking beach, and he's planted in the fucking sand, and he's fucking livid. He's livid, I tell ya. And so the cops are like scrambling, you know, like they're getting into their cars, and they're, you know, they're going around the place looking for equipment and stuff. I think they went to a pub and they look for binoculars, because, like, you know, people keep binoculars in the pub, you know. That's where you keep them, like. So, like, you can imagine it, like, you know, they're scrambling. Like, no one ever, like, no cop just kind of thought, hang on a second, it's fucking April in Kerry, in Cahardaniel. It's fucking freezing. And a sniper is going to go down to a beach in Ireland in April to kill people? Fucking hell, there's no people on the beach in April. You might get one person passing every now and again. If you fucking shot him, the bullet would probably fall, you know, it'd probably bounce off them. It's so cold. I mean, like, holy fuck, did anybody... I mean, like, what kind of sniper sets up in an Irish beach in March? I said April, but it's actually March. So I'm like, the fuck, like, even the seagulls are too cold to show there, you know? A fucking polar bear would freeze his tits off up there. Oh my god. I mean, did any of you ever dip your feet into the Atlantic in March? You know, I know some people in America can do it and whatever, because we're kind of the last port of call before, you know, America. But like, if you dip your feet, just your bare feet into the Atlantic in March, holy fucking shit, your bones actually, they make this kind of cracking sound when you put your foot in. And you know that kind of plate on top of your, it's the same as your hand, you know, that kind of plate part. It's just like, fuck, it just turns like blue. And you could just like, if you hit it hard enough with your knuckle, it would just shatter like glass. Like you, even like even in you know, peak times in July and August, like you'd want to be kind of tough to swim in the Atlantic and in, you know, in the west of Ireland. You want to be kind of, you know, tough. And there's some parts of it now, the Gulf Stream passes through and it's kind of a few degrees warmer. But like when you go into like Cathar Daniel and places like that, like, you know, you have to brave it a little bit, like, you know, because when you come into March, like, oh my god, like, you'll come out fucking blue, like, you know, you'll come out really blue and shaky blue, like. So like I was thinking, like, you know, I'd nearly prefer the bullet from the sniper than to go into that horror story, you know, to go into that water. But like, I don't know, it's such an amusing story. So if you want to look it up and have a read of it, it's just hilarious. But you know, it's the stuff that, you know, that films are made of, like, and that's how we have that sense of humour over here. It's just, you know, we see everything as kind of like, it's, when something like that happens, it's the talk of the place, and then you see all these memes appearing, and you know, comedians appearing, and it's just, comedians with lines and stuff appearing, it's just really funny. But like, when I was reading that story, and I came across the story, this is kind of random, like, and I was like, you know, I was looking, and I was like, what the hell is this, like? It was on the same website. And it was like, you know, this guy that did Barney the Dinosaur. Do you remember him? Like, I love you. You know, there's a bad Barney there. Like, but if I had acted in Barney, yeah. Not acted as, acted in Barney. He's actually becoming this, like, you know, like a tantric sex guru guy. I shit you not, like, that's what he's after becoming, like, you know, there's a picture of him there, like, and he's at the swapping the purple suit for, like, a white suit. It's like he's like a messianic, you know, like, talking about a career change, you know, he's at the dumping the purple kind of bloated suit, and he's in this, like, white robe, and he's, like, looking all shaksha and stuff like that. And I was thinking, like, how the fuck do you escape that kind of typecast, you know what I mean? You know, like, I don't know, like, something like John Wayne or something like, well, is this a dagger I see before me? I really don't know why John Wayne is doing Macbeth, but you know what I mean? Can you imagine, like, Barney waking you up in the morning, you know? as the tantric kind of guy, you know? I love you, you love me. Is he waking in the morning? He's like, I love you, you love me. Let's make love till 3:30. Jesus Christ. Oh, it'd be so fucking bizarre, like. And you know, like, you know that, like, somewhere down the lane, he's going to walk into the bedroom with that fucking suit on, like, isn't he, like, and he's going to be, like, tanked up in Jack Daniels or something. He's like, you know, kind of falling from side to side, baby. Like a bad Barney, you know, I fucking love you, you fucking love me, let's get it on. Can you see it? Can you see that image? Like, it's just hilarious. Get a good picture of it in your head. Oh, fucking hell. But no. But you know what? Like, not taking, I'm taking the piss out of Barney, not the guy. Because, like, Tantra is amazing, you know, it's really, it's an amazing thing to practice, you know, and, you know, I've kind of dabbled in it myself, and you just can feel so vital, you know, I can really bring that sense of, like, vitality back into your life, because, you know, sometimes, like, you know, when you're exerting too much energy, it can kind of leave you you know, a bit spent and a bit like, you know. So Tantra kind of holds that thing inside, and it also, it's like, it shows you that, like, sex isn't about getting to the end. You know, we've this thing in society, I think, like with music and not with music, but, you know, with stuff in general, we want to get to the end of something. You know, we want to get to the, like music is different because music and is like tantra, because you're not trying to get to the end. Like, you're kind of trying to, it's like you're enjoying one point to the next point. Like, if the best musicians were trying to get to the end, the song would be like, it'd be over, you know? So, like, the song is like, it's showing you, like, the process of the song. It's like, you know, you're getting engulfed in the song. There is a start, the beginning, and end, but you're enjoying it, right? So it's one of the only things that we do like that. And I think, like, we've kind of made that mistake with sex as well, you know? And it's where tantra comes in. It's like, it can show us, like, that we kind of, you know, that we kind of should enjoy the whole experience of it rather than trying to get to that point, you know, which is kind of interesting. It's a very interesting thing to think about. But, you know, with tantra and with, you know, with meditation and all that as well, you know, you like if you do these properly, especially with meditation, like you can become like very kind of childlike again. If you're doing meditation properly anyway, I think there's a few different types of meditation or a few different ideas of what meditation is. For me, I'm kind of more like a guy that, like, I kind of do it. I don't need to sit down and practice anything. You know, I can be sitting doing something and like there's an awareness comes around me, you know? Like it comes, like, it happens to everybody, you know? It's not just me. It's like when you're sitting there and you're concentrating on something, not too strong, you know, if you concentrate too much, you're kind of, the focus is like but if you're just, you're kind of open, it's like a state of openness, and you can kind of get that sense of, like, you know, I call it, like, you know, things happening around you, and it's like your mind opens up and you get kind of a little bit of an expanse, I think. And you could be kind of like childlike as well when you get that, you know. You can be even sitting in your living room and you can look at objects in the living room, like I'm doing now, you know. You can sit, like, see things, and it kind of brings on this kind of aliveness around you. You're not labeling us as much, you know. Your mind is slowing down and you really do, like, become, you know, kind of like childlike, like a kid again. And it can make you very curious as well. It can get you very very kind of inquisitive, you know, the way, like, little kids are, you know, when you're around children, sometimes they can kind of you know, they can show you that, they can show you that again, they'll say things and you're like, you know, wow, where, this is very profound and innocent. Like, when it comes out, it's coming from that innocent place that you recognize it, and it can be so funny as well, because it's real humor as well. It's real funny, you know, it's like funny stuff, like, you know that humor, don't you? Like, we all know that humor, we all have that kid in our life, whether it's a son, whether it's our daughter, you know, whether it's niece, nephew, whatever. But we all have that kind of, you know, that we still have that kind of, it's like it's still, you're kind of in touch with that world. It's really cool. Like, they'll look at you and they'll say something, and you go, fuck, that's just a genius. Like, they're like stand-up comedians, and they're drunken stand-up comedians. Like, they're just falling around the place, like, ooh. You know, it's really, I remember, like, a couple of years ago, I was walking with my niece through a graveyard, and she must have been about 7 or something at the time. And she was kind of walking along, and she was looking at the headstones in the graveyard, and she was being very curious, you know. She was looking, being very, very curious. And then she goes, Gail. And I says, what's wrong with you? She says, this is what she says to me. She says, have you ever seen a real-life dead person? I was just going, how brilliant is that? Like, and I was busting laughing, and she was just looking at me going, what did I say? You know, like, in her, she wasn't using that language. She's like, wow, and it was just, it's where they came over. When I kind of told the story before as well, she was kind of looking at the grave as well. She was looking around, and she was kind of looking, and then she just says, well, looking at one grave, and she just goes, all I can say is, thank God my name is not McCarthy. You know, because it was like, when I looked around, there was like 5 headstones with that name in them, like, and I was like, oh, innocent, and how cute is that, like. And it was just amazing. But I had another I bumped into another bit of it there a couple of weeks ago. I was minding her 3-year-old brother, and he was like, he's up to me, he's got really good speech as well, you know. It's kind of, it's a small but broken, as you know, 3-year-old kid is going to be like. And he's up to me, he's like, do you want to have a game of Ghostbusters? Do you want to have a game of Ghostbusters? Do you want a game of Ghostbusters? And I think, yeah, I do, yeah, I wouldn't mind a game of Ghostbusters with Jenny. Like, fucking hell, what's going on here? So he goes into the kitchen, like, and he comes in with this kind of, and it was like a makeshift ghost-busting suit. And he's got this kind of, you know, a bit of a vacuum cleaner hose. And I'm like, what the hell is that? It's like a broken one. And he goes, come on, come on, come on, uncle. Like, and he's walking around anyway with the hose. And he's kind of creeping and goes, shh, shh. And he's got these big, like, indigo child eyes, you know, these big, huge, bulging, kind of brown eyes. Like, and he's like, shh. And I'm thinking, like, is he for real or what? Like, and he's, I'm like, is he like that child out of Sixth Sense or something? Like, a creepy fucker. Like, because he's really into it. Like, and I'm like, so he brings me into the bathroom. There's a bathroom in just off the kitchen, you know, kind of down an extension and off the kitchen. And I'm walking him and he's like, shh. He's like, he's done this before. Like, you know, he's like, oh, I know, and I don't hear anything. Like, all right. So I'm walking in him and he's like, he just starts saying, dear little bollocks, dear little bollocks. And I'm like, oh. What, the little bollocks? And he's like, he can see the ghost. And I'm like, fuck. And he's like, the little bollocks, the little shit. And he's just gone into a flurry of curse words. The little bollocks, the little shit, the little fucker, the little shit, the little fucker, the little bollocks, the little prick, the little bollocks. And he just runs off to the toilet. And he's like, shh, he's shooting the vacuum hose down the jacks. And I'm like, ah! And he's like, ah! And he's rabid. Like, he's like, ah, you little fucker, ah! And I was like, what the hell? He was just like really exerting himself, like. So after a while, he gets bored and he walks back on anyway. He's like, puts down the thing and he walks in. I was my sister and I says, like, what the hell is going on with him? And she's like, what? And I goes, he's crazy. He just brought me in there hunting ghosts down the toilet. And he's just like, oh, she goes, stop. She said, he made the game up. And this is unbelievable. Like, he made the game up so he could curse. So he's not allowed curse. And she said that, like, that if he makes the game and goes in there, he can pretend that he's so wound up over the ghost that he can just, like, and then come up and say, mommy, like, would you blame me? Like, the ghost is, that little bollocks is winding me up. It's just amazing to see it, like. And he's kind of involved in the game as well, but you can see that he's just, like being, like, someone in a church, you know, and you have to be good, you have to be good, you have to be good, God is watching, God is watching, God is watching. And he's like, right, God isn't going to be in that toilet. When I get into that toilet, I'm going to fucking let go. And he's like, you little bollocks, you little shit, you little fucker, you little shit, you little fucker, you fucker, you little langer, you little langer. It's just unreal. Oh my God, I've never heard so many cuss words. But, having said that, I had a... I know I'm on a bit of a roll now, but I had a strange experience there last week, you know. It was the day before Mother's Day or something, or 2 days maybe. Or maybe 3 days before Mother's Day, I can't remember. But I was going to get my mum her Prezi, and she loves this perfume and Lindor chocolate. You know Lindor chocolate, she loves those. So I knew this, like, a handy pharmacy nearby, so I said I'm just going to shoot down there. It's in the shopping centre. And, you know, they're like... It's off the shopping centre and there's, like, units around it. So I was like, I just, down there, no traffic. Boom, boom, you know, bang, bang, bang. I caught a smash and grab. Gone, goodbye. So I went down there anyway. But, like, when I got there, the place was packed. They must have had some, you know, deals on for Mother's Day or something like that. You know, you have the flowers and the chocolates and all that. So I'm down there anyway. And, like, you know, I looking at, there's, like, a bit of a car space there. And then, like, yeah, I'll just pull in there now and I'd be grand, like. So, as I said, no place was jointed. Like, so, as I was pulling in, there's this guy kind of come up behind me in the car, and he's like, me, 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 and he's like crazy, you know, he's singling, like, you know, move over his way, and he's like, fuck, 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 fuck. You could see him kind of got really angry, you know, and I was like, what the hell is wrong with this fella? Like, you know, chill out, like, and he's like, fuck, 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 kind of road raging a bit, like, you know, and I'm like, but I was like, there was nothing I could do. There was nothing I could do, like, there was, where I was parking was just where I was parking. And then I could see there was a little bit of a room for him to manoeuvre. He could have kind of getting up in the curb a little bit and coming behind me, and, you know, he'd have been grand. And I kind of pointed to it, like, I think, down there, look, and he's still kind of fucking, fuck, 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 fuck. And I just went into the store. I went into the store and I was looking for the stuff. And I met a friend of mine, so I was talking to him and we kind of got chatting away and we were, you know, talking about whatever, bullshitting or whatever. So then I walked out, like, about 10 minutes later, and I saw that the guy had kind of squeezed the car where I was pointing, you know, and I was like, I told you so on my own head. But then I looked around then, and there was, like, he was coming toward me, and he had his friend as well, and they were bodybuilder types, you know, they were really fucking huge, like, and they looked fucking really angry, and I was like, oh, fuck, what's going on here? And like, they were looking crazy, you know, and they were like, oh, these fellas are jacked up on steroids and all of a sudden, and I'm like, oh, shit. And they're like, they're approaching me and they're still kind of fucking angry. And like, and all the time I'm looking and I'm like, what the hell is that? But I'm looking and I'm looking and looking. And I noticed that they had their eyebrows done, right? Now, there's a beautician's next door to the pharmacy. And there's nothing wrong with getting your eyebrows done, right? You know, and each their own, whatever you have to do. But it wasn't that their eyebrows done. It's that they were two fucking pissed off big bodybuilders, right? With that swollen, just plucked look on their angry faces. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, how am I going to get out of this without laughing? Like, how am I going to, like... And they come over and they're like, you know, like... like giving out, and I'm like, all right, and I was like, you know, explaining, like, oh, no, no. And they kind of calmed down then, as you just seen that I wasn't too intimidated, but I was just looking at the eyes, and I was like, anyway, like, as I said, it wasn't the eyebrows, it's that swollen look that you get, you know, that kind of like puffed up look, and he was like, I just can't be happening to me, and I'm kind of like looking, and I think, like, maybe it was like the look of me trying to keep in the laughing, but it probably looked like I was in a joyous kind of it was kind of like peaceful, and it kind of just diffused, and they were kind of like, oh, sorry about that, and I was like, oh, should I point it where you had to go and all that, and I was like, oh my God. But you know, I remembered actually being in the same place. It was about a year ago, and I pulled in for, I was going into the store for something, and as I was pulling in, this guy on a racing bike just came straight up behind the back of the car and bang, he hit the car, and he went vroom, he flipped up over the roof of the car, slid down the window screen, and he hit the deck, and I was like, holy fuck, I came out of nowhere. So I got out of the car and I was like, I was about to say, alright, and he just sprung up to his feet and he starts screaming, you fucking bastard, you fucking, and I'm looking at him, and you know, I think, like, sometimes, you know, when you see things like this happening, the same with those guys, you can get kind of into that state of, like, you're just watching what's going on, you know, you just kind of detach a little and you're kind of looking, and I could just see hands and legs waving, and I'm like, what the f-? And he's, like, screaming at me, and I'm like, Jack, you actually hit into me, like, you cycled into my car, you know what I mean? I couldn't see you, I got eyes in the back of my head, I did look. But at the same time, I was just, you know, slowing down to get into a space. So I was like, what the hell? So I was like, oh my God. And in this kind of same space again, like in the same place, and I'm like, oh God, what would be wrong with people? You know what I mean? I mean, like, even with a car space, and you, if a guy is blocking your way, he's going to come out of the shop. Now, fair enough, I wasn't there a bit long. But even before that, like, they were kind of, you know, they were angry that I kind of got the space before them. But, like, I mean, it's first come, first serve. And I think, like, as well, with some of these types, like, they think because, like, they're big and they've got muscle that you're going to, like, bow to them and say, like, oh, I'm so sorry. I was like, yeah, it's not going to happen anyway, you know what I mean? And, like, no, thanks, lads. Look, it might be somebody else now. And just, like, whatever, I'm going in there doing what I have to do. I'll come out and you go on your merry way. And they did, but, like, I'll never forget it. Like, I of all the things that were happening, I was like, all right, if you're going to intimidate me, at least don't look comical. So so that's my little catch up on my few stories that I had free. I'm as I said, now, you know, I'm going to start, especially during the summer, I'm going to start, like, podcasting a little bit more, whatever you want to call it. I have some music to talk about as well and stuff like that, and other ideas and stuff as well. I want to talk about, you know, some old stories of what happened, and, you know, funny things, funny friends to talk about, and funny characters I've met, and all that kind of jazz. Oh yeah, and what I want to do as well is, I'm thinking about this for a while, is I want to set up an email for scripts, you know, for people to send in scripts, because, you know, people send them to me every now and again, and they just get lost, you know, because, like, I'm, like, anybody in this line of work, or whatever you call it, they'll tell you, like, your inbox is just like, boom, and you'll think of something and you'll forget. I always say this, like, you'll forget it and you'll come back to it, and it's like people can always get the impression that you're ignoring it, but you're not. You're just like, you read something. I've often thought of something a month later, I go, fuck. So I was thinking, if I get an email that's specifically for that, it would be a lot more efficient for you know, especially for Patreon, however we can you know, make the ideas come to life and stuff. And, you know, I'll do what I can do out of them as well, you know what I mean? I'm not going to be able to get to every single script, of course, but then again, you don't know, you know, you might be over time and pick the ones that I kind of, I actually might talk about that as well, about what way I kind of before things to be scripted. Like, you can actually, a script is a script, you know, but you can kind of like formulate it in a certain way that it makes it easier to, because I like when people do script for me, I never kind of go verbatim. I just don't, like, you know, I improvise, and people like, I've made a couple of scripts over the years, not many, because I really, you know, I haven't really delved into it that much. But like, people I have done, if I will tell you that, I kind of switch things around and I just do it as like as I go along, you know, things, ideas pop up. I'm more for improvising, you know, I'm more for improvising and adding stuff and all that. So when it's done in a specific way, it's kind of easier to follow, you know, instead of like big wordy scripts and kind of like dyslexia and stuff is kicking in, and then like and the words are flying all over the place and I'm going to go off anyway. So people, you know, you could write a big long wordy script and I just go off into my own thing anyway, so it doesn't matter. But, you know, to actually dip into those ideas here on Patreon, I think will be really, really interesting, and it makes it, you know, a really interesting workshop as well, which I really enjoy. And I'm still looking at Run Away With Me as well, and not forgetting about that album at all. As I said, when I come into the summer, I'm going to get more free time, and I'm going to start, you know, getting going, like. And I'm going to be lashing out, the connecting with the Lizard Queen very soon. We're going to have a little fun with that. I'm sure she's waiting patiently. So we'll have Queenie and her magic portion to deal with, which will be a lot of fun. So if anybody wants to add to that thread, the Queenie thread, have a look at it, and especially if you're new around here, you probably didn't notice it, you can scroll down a few posts down and you'll see what it's about. It's going to be very fun and a good crack. And I'm going to upload some audios over the weekend. We'll see how that goes. I have some ones as well that are actually, I have some backup audios kind of stored as well. I always kind of have, you know, I have some stuff just in case I get sick or anything. I always have one or two, like, because I don't like to, you know, I don't like to miss out. I don't like to miss out on my uploads at all. It just annoys me if I do so. So, happy Friday, and I hope you all have a really good one, and I hope you enjoyed this little talk, and we'll have fun again very soon. Thanks for all your wonderful posts in the community as well, and your lovely selfies. It's very interesting to see you all, and very good to see you all as well. And very good to see that you all, you know, that you support each other and you're being really kind and nice to each other. It's really, you know, it's really lovely to see that, because, you know, in the end, like, it's just a bit of fun. Like, there's like, you know, it's just a bit of a crack. It's not to be taken that seriously, you know. It's just somewhere like my main goal with Patreon is to, for a place where you can be free of all this, like, you know, whatever is going on, and you can just log in, and it's just like, yeah, like, I know, like, that life isn't like that. It's not in reality. Life isn't like as like that kind of an oasis where you can just look in and go, oh. But in that space it can be, you know, it can be like this bullshit can happen outside it, you know, and everything else can happen outside that world, but in this little world it's going to be, you know, just a really cool place to just to escape and just to feel good and enjoy each other. And, you know, as I said, like, if there's anything else, if there's any other crap happening, let it happen somewhere else, let it happen outside it, and we'll keep this space, you know, for support and for, you know, being, you know, just having a good time with each other, and being kind to each other and stuff like that. Yeah, that's very important to me, that it's lovely. Like, I just love to see people enjoying themselves, you know. I mean, this is what I do it for. I'm not doing it for anything other than, like, I'm motivated by that. That's why I've kind of a different approach to you know, to what goes on out there. I have kind of a different approach where I kind of just really into, you know, making people feel happy and thinking, like, what can I do to bring a smile to someone's face. It's just like entertainment, that's all. So when you're in there, and when you log in there, you can kind of go, all right, this is like a place where I can just go, fuck, I'm gonna get a, because, like, you know, like when you read some people's stories, and, you know, I've read stories from people, in Patreon and stuff, and then like fucking hell, like there's some hard, really hard stuff going on, and it's nice to have a place where you can say, right, I'm having a hard day, maybe I can go in here and people can, you know, throw their arms around me and have a nice time, and it, like and supporting each other like that is it's, you know, it's nothing to do with, like, if someone has, if things are going bad for someone, it's not negative to bring things up in Patreon and to be saying, like, oh, I have a problem, I need, that's just perfectly fine. What I was kind of saying about negativity is more of like, if you know, where we react to each other, if we can get a bit heated around next, it's like, all right, look, there's a place outside that we can just discuss it outside. There's no point in doing it in there because it's just not what it's for, you know. There's other places for it. So that's all I was trying to get at when I was saying, you know, in the front of the Patreon page. That's what I mean. So when, you know, if you're feeling depressed or you're feeling down or you're feeling sad, just tell people, and, you know, the best thing to do is just tell people and see what happens, you know. You'll always find someone that has an idea or someone that's creative or someone that's not even creative. It doesn't have to be creative, it's just be just nice to you, and, you know, and might just pluck up your day and you might have a bit of fun, like, you know what I mean, like. So as I said, have a good happy Friday from me and Shawnee in the attic. And look up for some fun stuff coming soon, okay? Mwah. Thanks very much, talk to you soon.